Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little lamb,
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Enough. Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it. I don't know why.
You say you don't know why. Do you think that the CIA is trying to overturn the results of the election or somehow to weaken you in office?
Well, if you look at the story and you take a look at what they said, there's great confusion. Nobody really knows.
Why would the CIA put out the story that the Russians wanted you to
win? Well, I'm not sure they put it out. I think the Democrats are putting it out because they suffered one of the greatest defeats in the history of politics in this country.
This will be a president who will disregard even the best assessments of the intelligence community when it doesn't suit his own version of events. Yeah. That is extraordinarily damaging.
Does the president-elect believe that Russia was trying to muddy up and get involved in the election in 2016?
Number one, you don't know it, I don't know it, and there's been no conclusive or specific report to say otherwise. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would tell you is that you don't have any proof that the outcome of the election was changed.
It's clear the Russians interfered. Now, whether they intended to interfere to the degree that they were trying to elect a certain candidate, I think that's a subject of investigation.
As the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, what can you tell us?
Well, first, I'm glad there's bipartisan interest to make sure that we do an investigation. We need to find out exactly what has happened. What we do know is that Russia hacked us. That we do know. What we do know that they made information available during the election in order to have an impact on our election. What we need to do now is have that type of investigation to find out what we should do about Russia. Russia's not our friend.
Say, we have to know the facts here, and it's not at all clear to me, just viewing this from the outside, that this hacking into the DNC and the RNC computers was not a false flag operation.
What?
You are actually accusing someone here in this administration of trying to, or in the intelligence community of trying to throw something?
We just don't know. But I believe that intelligence has been politicized in the Obama administration to a very significant degree.
This is the latest attempt. First, it was Jim Comey's fault. Then we're going to have a recount. Then it's the alt-right's fault. And now it's Russian interference. And I would just tell you that there does seem to be a lack of certainty among some of these agencies, no on-the-source records. So maybe that's why congressional investigations are at hand. He absolutely respects the intelligence community. He's made very clear he's going to put his own people in there as well. What he has said is laughable and ridiculous. Is this entire notion, which people are just using as a foregone conclusion, that somehow this was meant to defeat Hillary Clinton and elevate him to the presidency. It's untrue, and it's also unfair.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is like the most amazing thing. You have Did you recognize all those people? I hope you did. Walrus face? You know who that is? That's John Bolton, who was the UN ambassador under Bush, who said he'd like to get rid of the top 11 floors of the United Nations. And they're all back. They're all back. All these people that got it completely and utterly wrong on Iraq are the people that Donald Trump has now said, come work with me. We can get it wrong again and have another war. It's amazing. This is top of mind for him. It is what he actually said as his excuse. He said, why should I listen to our intelligence agencies? They're the ones who got it wrong on Iraq and Iran. They're the ones that got it wrong in Afghanistan. They're the ones that got the whole 9/11. No. It was these guys right there. Those are the ones that got it wrong. Oh, it's just an amazing thing. However, I love when Kellyanne Conway says the conclusion that the Russians were helping Trump was laughable and ridiculous. This is a woman who got a giant toddler elected as president. Don't tell me what's ridiculous. Oh my God. This is, I'm like sick to my stomach. Everybody is. You know, all the people who are very, very smart in my life, all the people who toil in various industries, various professions, various walks of life, they have all started to dial my number at home and on my cell phone saying, all right, what can we do? Because we all know it's coming. We all know it's coming. We just, you know, like after the election, we checked out, couldn't stand the news, didn't watch the news. And now it's all coming and we can feel it. And we have young kids and some of our kids are, you know, still toddlers. And some of our kids are in high school and some of our, and, you know, and we can't just pick up the whole family and we can't just get out of here. I mean, this is what serious, serious people are talking to me about. People from, like I said, every profession, every collar, white collar, blue collar, ordinary people, extraordinary people, all ask me, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And of course, what I want to do is pretty freaking simple. What I want to do is exactly what the Republicans did. When the Republicans lost Congress for 40 long years and things here were great. This is the time everybody remembers with love and light. You know, when we were in charge, right? 40 years of prosperity, 40 years of a growing middle class, 40 years of, you know, being able to work at a job for 20, get a gold watch, get your pension, retire with dignity. Those days are all freaking gone because we're gone from Congress. We're gone from the presidency. We're gone. And all those days went with them. And now you've got these oligarchs. Now you've got these maniacs, these corporatists. And of course, the Democrats for a little while there in the 90s said, maybe we should become more like them. Except not in the way you thought. You deregulated the media. This is what you get now, fake news. And the ownership of all the information in the hands of maybe five people in the entire country. No, what we should do, what they did, was we ought to get all of our think tanks, all of our groups, all of the people who get money, all of the groups that get money from People for the American Way, Think Progress, Daily Kos, Huffington Post, Media Matters. Okay, the citizens against waste in government, all of them need to come under one stinking, or maybe two if you really can't stand each other, two umbrellas and have two think tanks, just like they have the Hoover Institution over here and the Heritage Institution over there, and they got their legal schools over there that teach Christian law, which I thought was the Bible. Why do you need a law school teaching Christian law? Wouldn't that be a seminary? For Pete's sake, for the love of Jesus. I mean, seriously, and this is what we have to do, and we have to organize at the very top level, meaning our congressional leaders, our senators, they got their Rolodexes. And those are some powerful little numbers they got in those Rolodexes. Every single solitary congressman and senator has got to go through that Rolodex, tell that person on the other end of the line, no, this isn't for my reelection. This is to set up a organization that will see to the funding of real news, the funding of real dedicated professionals who seek every single day to get the news out to people, to right the wrong, to get people oriented because they are so disoriented. The whole country's disoriented either by these fake news things. And whenever you ask somebody, where are you? Somebody wrote me on my Facebook page. Did you, you know, they're all concerned about Qatar and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. They're still arguing this non-argument because Charity Watch and Charity Navigator have said that the Clinton Foundation was one of the most transparent foundations ever. The Clintons got $0 from the Clinton Foundation, never took a dime. The board of directors, almost all of them work for free. The work that they do in the world is life-saving. Malaria, AIDS, schools, education for girls, protection of girls, rape prevention all over the world, childcare, even here in the United States, okay? Meanwhile, the Trump Foundation is a bogus foundation where he uses the money that was given to him by him to pay his legal bills, and he only does it so he doesn't have to pay taxes on the money that he donates to his fake charity. Who's the only other person that put money into the Trump Foundation? Let's see. Who? Oh, the pressure of a name. Well, it's Linda McMahon, our new labor secretary, small business administrator. Okay, so you give $6.5 million to Donald Trump, and that's the pay, And then to play, he gives you small business administration. This is exactly what you people were screaming Hillary was doing, but she wasn't doing it. But now Trump is doing it right in front of your face. But when he does it, it's perfectly okay. All right. That's small potatoes, small business, right? I mean, I'm a small business. You're probably a small business. Oh, what the hell do we care about our own self-interest? We're being distracted by the shiny object known as Russia over there. Okay. You know what? It's not a distraction. It's the honest to God truth. Here's the sickening thing. Russia did hack the DNC. Oh, and also they hacked the RNC, except you know what? They released no documents from their hack of the Republican National Committee. Isn't that fascinating? They had a target-rich environment with Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie and Bridgegate and all these things. They had a target-rich environment, but they didn't release one single document about the RNC hack, only the DNC hack, okay? Did it change the outcome of the election? I don't know. But you now have a foreign government meddling through computer hacking in our government's institutions and in our private institutions. And if you don't care about that, you are so partisan that whatever comes down the pike, when they decimate your town, okay, when Wall Street comes in and takes the last remaining wire and steel company and takes it bankrupt so the hedge fund managers can sell off the parts and make some billions, don't come crying to me. And I kept telling people all over the Facebook page, you know, and they said, why do people listen to this crap that you do? And I go, because they understand the world around them. Well, what don't we understand? One guy, nasty guy, looked up his Facebook page to see who he was. He's a guitar player, really marginal, like three chords and bad and drunk with a beer. You know what I mean? Like on the table in some desolate bar in Painesville, Ohio. Population now. I mean, used to have people working at the Painesville. Used to have a plant there. A rayon plant there. Used to employ more people than now live in that town. So I looked it up. What the hell happened to that plant? That plant was bought by hedge fund managers. That plant was bought by hedge fund managers, taken apart and sold off for parts. And you haven't had a decent place to work in that town since Wall Street did that to you. And I wrote it to him and I said, you don't understand the world around you. This is the point. You don't even know who did this to your freaking town. And it's your town. How come I know? It's not my town. It's your freaking town. So I look at his videos. It's him. I don't know if it's his wife or his daughter. It's so hard to tell because everyone in this video is so drunk in some dive bar. Standing in the corner is playing a song. I think she's singing Crazy by Patsy Cline. Never sing Crazy by Patsy Cline. Never. Only Patsy Cline could sing Crazy. All right, sang Crazy by Patsy Cline. He got done. There was so much noise that nobody even applauded. And he's going to tell me that I'm the lesser performer. Please back off because I will hurt you and I don't want to. Some of you are a waste of oxygen, but I will still protect your asses. That's the beauty of me. And where the hell did I learn that? In the freaking military, you bastards. I learned that you're only good as the weakest among you because the weakest one can get you killed. And so my job is to reach down and pull you up and make you a man so you can fight, bastards. Okay, so now we know that the Russians are inside our government. The Russians are inside our private computers. The Russians are hacking us. And Donald Trump's answer to all this is to attack our intelligence agencies. You know what this tells me? Purge. This is going to be very Saddam Hussein. You watch. You watch. I lay out all these news articles. I look at them all together and I go, what is this telling me? What is this telling me? First of all, it tells me he's going to turn us in. Donald Trump's, you know, biggest, hard on wet dream about us is we turn into a petro state. That's number one. Number two, Donald Trump needs a war in order to turn us into a petro state because he's going to have to control the price of oil in order to make any of that profitable. And it can't be profitable as long as there's OPEC. Problem. Russians are part of OPEC. but he wants the oil. Remember, he said to the victor goes the spoils, which is against every Geneva Convention since World War II. So how does he get it? What is he going to do? Well, looks like Iraq was always protected by the Saudis. Why? Because they were Sunni. Saudis are Sunni. That's deep stuff, okay? It runs real deep. You think you white supremacists got it real deep? You ain't seen nothing until you've seen the fight between the Sunnis and the Shia. My landlord in New York was a Pakistani businessman. He was a banker. Of course, how else could he, you know, own many apartments on Park Avenue and one right across the street from the UN? And he used to come over to collect the rent every month. And then I met his wife. And they were lovely people. I used to make some tea. We used to sit and talk about world affairs. And he said, you know me, after I got to know him for about, a year. He said, you know, me and my wife are a mixed marriage. I go, what do you mean you're a mixed marriage? He said, yeah, I'm Sunni, she's Shia. He said, our parents really hated it, really, really hated it. So we came here. Made a fortune. Ran money. From Pakistan. Make a long story short, it's a mixed marriage. Iraq used to be Sunni with Saddam Hussein. So the Saudis left him alone. Iran has always been Saudi's enemy because they're Shia. But you know, after the brilliant war strategy of these same freaking people that are coming in again, we allowed Iran to basically win Iraq. In what way? Well, now Iraq is run by Shia. Shia were always the majority in Iraq, but we had Sunni dictatorship holding them down and back. Well, now everybody in Iraq is Shia. Sunnis are now the new, grunts. So Iran and Iraq are Shia. Saudis hate the Shia. Russia, Saudi, and us. They're going to take back that damn oil. And it's going to be a global debacle. They're literally thinking they're going to take on 1 billion people in this world. All for oil. The price of oil.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.
Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.